Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Wow.
Breathe.
Honest to goodness, I got to tell you what, when academics want to make it bulletproof, they certainly can do it.
Absolutely. It's why you're paid the big bucks, dude.
They're not big bucks. They're
really?
They're moderately large dollars.
Yeah, but you have the summer off, and I
don't. Yeah, that's true.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. Summer. Why is it so hot in the great state of Louisiana? You forget how hot it gets in this state when it's, what is it, January, February? Now we're into June and it is so hot.
I am
ready to jump out into a pool and live there.
What's your name, man?
Joe Burns. What's your name?
Tammy Burns.
My gosh, why do we live in this state? Why
because
does anyone live in this
state? I absolutely love it.
I'm going to walk outside, fall over, die and stew in my own juices.
I live here for less money.
Yeah.
I make less money than other people in the world make.
Yeah, and you live better.
And I live better because I'm not using, you know, whatever heat year round, that
kind
of
true.
Thing.
That's true. That's true. All right, let's get to the real purpose of today's show.
Okay.
What are you drinking? What is that?
Come on
first
now.
Of all, what's the cup there? Did you buy?
That's a copper cup.
That's a copper cup. Now, you bought that at what, Amazon?
Oh, it's Tuesday morning.
Oh, Tuesday morning.
Come on. Shopping habits.
I know. You go out shopping without informing me that you're going out shopping. What's the drink that's inside of
it? It's called a Moscow Mule.
Oh, okay. What's
Ever
inside
heard
of
it?
Of course not. What's inside of a Moscow Mule?
It has vodka.
Vodka.
Ginger beer.
Vodka, yeah.
Uh-huh. And some lime juice.
Oh, very nice. How much vodka is inside of it?
There's a little bit.
A little bit. Why do I get the feeling it's a heavy, heavy pour and there's none left down in the kitchen?
Well, listen, I've worked all week. So
good for you.
Know what? I didn't want to get up and go to work all week long. So I'm rewarding myself today.
Now, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
You just tipped the concept of the show.
What did I tip?
You didn't want to go to work all week long. Why?
Because it's summer. Because the kids are in
bed. No. It's summer. See, here in the great United States, the great, great, great United States, soon to be Trump's United States. Here, salute. Here's the thing. We have been conditioned as human beings from the beginning of school that you are not supposed to work from the end of June all the way through the beginning of August. Why? That's summer break.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
So we sit at home and we go, I don't want to go.
I don't want to go to work.
I don't want to go to work.
Sunday night is so bad.
Right. Smonday, right? It's the end of Sunday.
What'd
and it
you
goes
say?
Into Monday. Smonday. That's that time when Sunday becomes Monday and it becomes terrible and you feel bad about Monday coming around.
I'm going to add that to my vocabulary.
It's just not that. It's the fact that you don't want to go to work over the summer.
I don't.
Right, because for 12 years of schooling and then 4 years of college, you've been told that summer is vacation. So, here at the Rock School Radio Show, we are all about self-improvement. That's the way people mostly feel about the show. We're all about self-improvement. The Telegraph UK wrote a story titled, This is the Kind of Music You Should Listen to at Work.
Oh.
If nothing else, they're articulate in the UK.
Yes, they are.
This little article was dated June 2nd, 2016. So it's relatively new. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what they said. And we're going to try to help you through your summer work days
by telling you
what kind of music you should listen to be a better worker and to help you through, because music has magical properties.
And it does.
Lovely. Back in a minute here on Rock School, but first of all, we have to play music, and the music will deal with work. Okay?
Okay.
Lover boy, working for the weekend. Ah, happiness. Coming back in a minute on Rock School. Okay, coming out of Working for the Weekend here on Rock School.
Love that song.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about the concept of music while you're working. And by the way, we're going to hit other topics with music.
Okay.
Sleeping, cooking.
Oh, I need all of those.
Exercise, that
kind
of stuff.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Here we go. Many times people will see on the news that a topic is being covered and they'll hear the results of it, and they'll go, well, thank you, Captain Obvious. Here's the thing, in terms of science, in terms of research, somebody must make a baseline. Somebody must make that introductory statement. It must be supported, and that is where it starts. You have to have that.
Right.
So in the 1972 study in the Journal of Applied Ergonomics, it stated or suggested at least something we all know. Listening to music while at work helps productivity. There you go.
It does.
It does. Yeah. Everybody knows
Agreed.
That. And I know what people are going to say. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I get it. But somebody at some point in time had to set the baseline. And that's the thing that did it. Okay, fine. However, it's not equal across the board. Reading comprehension, i.e., if you're at work and you have to read something,
yeah.
somebody gives you a report, don't play music while you're reading it.
Even classical?
No.
Why?
I know what you're saying.
I don't understand.
I know what you're saying. Instrumental.
Yeah.
There are no words to interfere.
Right.
No. Memorization and comprehension suffer while music is playing, all music. And the reason is because multitasking is an absolute fallacy. I see it all the time as a professor. Students tell me all the time, I'm a great multitasker. No, you're not. Nobody is. If you think you're a great multitasker, I'm sorry, you're not. Mm. I just see it way too many times as a professor.
Shoot.
Multitasking means screwing up two things really well.
Oh, I thought I was.
Do something well, then do something else well, then do something else well. Don't try to do two, three things at the same time. You're going to fail.
Even the laundry and the dishes and the floor? Come on now.
Well, you're not doing them all at the same time.
Well, I'm kind of.
No, you start the laundry, then you go work on the floor, then you go do the dishes.
All right,
that's
yeah.
not multitasking.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah.
Mood,
uh-huh.
the way you feel, is enhanced with music.
Oh, absolutely.
But only music with an upbeat theme and more with instrumental music. Words make it difficult to comprehend or concentrate on a task.
Hmm.
Don't put words in there.
Goodness.
Classical music. Do
okay.
that. And finally, number three, simple songs without a lot of complexity.
No Adele?
Right. Are best for cognitive tasks, brain stuff, thinking. It's because your brain will not spend a lot of time predicting the music.
Well, what kind of music can I play there? What's the simple? Tell
nice,
me.
Simple, I don't know, I guess beat music.
1950s music?
1950s is good music. I guess this is the stupid club music that you like so much.
Stop.
I don't wish to stop, but those are the three things. That's what the 1972 study found. Now it goes on. But that's where we're starting.
Good.
We need to play another song, something about work. How about Styx, Blue Collar Man? I'll take those long nights, impossible odds. I don't know, Tommy Shaw just moves me.
Oh, he does.
Sounds like
He's
this.
So cute.
Rock School. Ooh. Rock School Radio Show here on the Rock School Radio Network, coming out of Styx and the Blue Collar Man.
as we talk about how your music can help you be a better worker this summer, as we talk about self-improvement here on the Rock School Radio Show.
Self-improvement.
Self-improvement. Our motto. Our motto has always been self-improvement.
It is? Our motto?
Our slogan has been self-improvement.
No.
Our creed has been self-improvement. Everything about this radio show.
We have none of those things. Knock it off.
Has been self-improvement. Okay, let's move out of the old studies we were talking about. Okay, brand new study back from 1987 titled Music While You Work. Very Snow White.
I like it.
Music While You Work, the differential distraction of background music on the cognitive test performance of introverts and extroverts. Wow.
Breathe.
Honest to goodness, I got to tell you what, when academics want to make it bulletproof, they certainly can do it.
Absolutely. It's why you're paid the big bucks, dude.
They're not big bucks. They're
really?
They're moderately large dollars.
Yeah, but you have the summer off, and I
don't. Yeah, that's true. Okay, here it is. Okay. Here are the two things you want to take away from this study.
Hit me.
Give your brain a rest. If you come in at 8 o'clock in the morning and you leave at 4 or 9 to 5 or what have you, and you start playing music right at the get-go and you never stop playing music until you leave, bad idea. It says here, stop the music a few times during the day and work in silence. The music will have a good effect on you.
Yeah.
However, if you consistently play music, if the music never stops.
Never stops. Right. Right.
What it becomes is background noise, white noise, pink noise, brown noise, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It ceases to have any influence upon you.
Okay.
So every so often, about every 2 hours, shut it off for a half an hour.
Yes.
And then turn it back on.
Okay.
And it will continue to have an effect upon you. And furthermore, if you're listening to a radio, that's good.
Okay.
If you're listening to an iPod and you're digging, like, what do you call it, albums, where you know what the next song is.
Yeah, not good.
No, that's bad.
Why?
You need to set it to shuffle.
Yes. I don't want to set it to shuffle.
Well, tough luck, Blondie. Shuffle is best for happiness. Knowing what song is coming next is not good. A little surprise is best for the brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, that's what it says.
I can't shuffle. I'm not going to hit the shuffle.
No, that's what it says.
Okay.
You should give your brain a little surprise. That's going to help you out a little bit. And again, here at the Rock School Radio Show, we're all about self-improvement.
Oh, nice.
Hi, would you like a piece of chocolate? Sorry, we don't have any. Here you go. Bang on the drum all day on Rock School. Okay, coming into the first break, do you remember we started the show with that first little thing from the Telegraph.uk, a story titled, This is the Kind of Music You Should Listen to at Work, dated June 2nd, 2016? Put that right over there because I'm going to need that again.
I do need that.
Here are the results of the, I guess, the study that they were quoting.
Okay.
Classical music is best if you are doing a job involving numbers or attention to detail.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do they know that? Workers were better at solving mathematical problems when listening to classical music. Actually, their accuracy was involved by 12% when listening to no music at all. How about that?
Nice.
Classical music was also the second best genre for general accuracy and spell checking. Second best genre. Well, what was first?
What was first?
I don't know. I think it was heavy metal.
Come on. No.
I think it was specifically the metal where they go. Pop music, it says here, if your work involves data entry or working to deadlines, you should be listening to pop music.
Okay, a little speed there. Gotcha.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
It says here, participants listening to pop music completed data entry tasks 58% faster. Really?
Yeah.
Really? 58%
faster?
Oh, I
believe that.
So
yeah.
You mean, now hold on a second. Let's look at this logically. A person who is data entrying, is that a word?
You just made it one.
Thank you. If I put in 12 pieces of data, that means a person who's listening to pop music is going to put in 18 pieces of data.
Yeah.
For every
so.
12 that I put in.
Absolutely.
Horse manure.
I'm playing the pop music.
Fine.
Continue.
It says here, pop was also found to be the best music genre for spell checking quickly. Nobody spells checks quickly. You know why? Because the computer does it for you. This one sounds like horse manure to me. It says here also pop music alongside dance music produced the fastest overall performance for getting work done. BS, BS, BS. I think this one is just full of it. It says here if you listen to pop music or dance music, it cuts mistakes by 14% compared by not listening to music at all. This study sponsored by Katy Perry. I'm afraid I don't believe that.
Wow.
I have two more. We'll do that after the break. Who's listening to us?
Oh, that would be WMCE in Erie, PA.
Thank you so much for running the radio show. Hopefully you're listening to radio with music so you won't inadvertently not insert the commercials here in just a second. Get us on Facebook, search Rock School Radio Show, and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute here in Rock School. Once again, according to the Telegraph.UK study, here we go. Two more kinds of music. Depends on what kind of job you do.
Okay.
These are two more kinds of music you can listen to. Ambient music. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
This is perfect music that would be happy inside of an elevator.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of there and it's kind of not.
I kind of know it. I kind of don't.
Right. It sort of fills the room, but it's not anything that you would tap your foot to.
Okay. Where do I need that?
It's kind of there. It says here that ambient music led to the highest level of accuracy for respondents completing tasks involving equations. So if you have math involved...
I don't.
Well, that's the thing. I'm assuming you could do this in terms of, I don't know if you wanted to play Paganini's 24 Caprices.
So I need to go get on an elevator to do all the math with my kids?
Exactly. That way you could be doing math while moving up and down.
I like it.
And you could look at your kids and go, now we're on floor 24.
Now we're up.
If we're going to move to floor 12, how many different floors have we moved? Okay, and then there's dance music.
Ooh.
Okay, now here we find the first sort of, I don't know what you call it,
fun
conflict, if you will.
Okay.
It says here, work involving proofreading and problem solving. Now, wait a minute. I thought that was pop music. Right? This genre resulted in the highest overall accuracy and fastest performance across the range of work tasks. Huh? What about pop music? Participants listening to dance music produced more accurate results in spell checking. Again?
Really?
Huh? What did I say? Solving equations? Huh? What happened to ambient music?
Oh my gosh.
And tackling tricky mathematics? Huh? What happened to ambient music?
I don't know. It's on the elevator, dude.
Mathematical word problems increased proofreading speed by 20% and were able to complete abstract reasoning tasks more quickly. Huh? You tell me. Now, what am I supposed to listen to? I have no idea now.
Van Halen.
That's what I would do.
Exactly.
If it was up to me, I would listen to Van Halen.
Yeah, and I would listen to it, too. You know why?
Why?
Because you would make me.
Bangles, Manic Monday here on Rock School.
Mother, we wish you were Sunday. 'Cause that's my fun.
Okay, coming out of Manic Monday, why didn't I have a Van Halen song ready to go?
I don't know.
I should have had one ready to go.
You're not that smart?
I'm not. I'm dumb as a box of hair.
Ooh.
But I should have had a Van Halen song ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, bottom of the hour, we're going to stop talking about music at work. We're going to finish the second half hour of the show talking about cooking and sleeping and working out and things like that. The best music for those certain things that you have to do other than working. And you really do work most of your existence.
You do.
You
it's
really
so
do.
Sad.
You should have more vacation time.
Absolutely.
Which means you should get yourself a job as a professor.
Means I don't want to work my summer.
My job is Joe Burns. Your job is
Tammy Burns.
That's right. Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. These are the rock and roll dates, June 20th all the way through June 26th. What is Monday, Tammy?
June 20th, 1972, the Tallahatchie Bridge in Money, Mississippi, made famous in Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe, collapses. It would later be rebuilt.
What's interesting about that is people believe that if you went to the Tallahatchie Bridge and you jumped off, you'd kill yourself.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Not enough water down there to kill yourself?
It's
what?
Not that. It just wasn't that far of a fall.
Aww.
You only fell about 4 or 5 feet. June 21st, 1988, the Rascals reunite on stage for the first time in 18 years.
June 22nd, 1990, Billy Joel becomes the first rock act to play at Yankee Stadium when he performs at the first of two sellout shows.
1972, June 23rd, Smokey Robinson appears on stage for the last time with his group The Miracles in Washington, D.C.
June 24th, 2004, Doris Day receives the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
June 25th, 1984, this is the date that Prince releases Purple Rain.
Oh, nice.
And June 26th, 1996, Sammy Hagar is replaced as Van Halen's lead singer by David Lee Roth, the guy he replaced 11 years earlier. Don't worry, David Lee Roth will be replaced by Gary Cherone. Gary Cherone will then be replaced by Sammy Hagar, which we saw that tour.
Right.
And then will be replaced by David Lee Roth. Again, it's so hard to understand.
I
it
need
really
a
is.
Diagram.
It's the Rosetta Stone.
Oh.
We got to play a song.
Okay.
After this, we're going to start talking about the best music to listen to while you're studying.
Okay.
Let me give you one of the little bits of information. Yeah. Have you heard of the Mozart effect?
No.
You haven't?
I don't think so. Uh-huh.
When a baby is in the womb, you're supposed to play the baby Mozart.
Okay, yeah. I did hear that.
Some women have gone as far as taking headphones and put it on their big bellies. And
since we adopted, I just didn't put the Mozart on the kids' ears, you know?
Well,
because I didn't have a belly to put it on.
People believe that if you played Mozart for people, or for the baby, even in utero.
Utero, yeah.
That the child would create, you know, a much fatter brain.
Oh, the smartest kid in the world.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Guess what?
What?
Research has proven there is no Mozart effect.
No.
It came from a researcher that really liked Mozart. Here's the concept. There is a music effect. What it comes from is the concept of if you like a certain band, that band will pump you up to do something. I.e., if you really like Pearl Jam, there will be a Pearl Jam effect.
The Pearl Jam effect.
If you like Van Halen, there will be a Van Halen effect.
Right.
If you like Mozart, there will be a Mozart effect. Huh. Thus, the person who wrote this original liked Mozart.
Okay, so you could substitute any band that you like in there.
Exactly. The problem is the baby who is in utero has not made any choice on what band he or she likes yet. So you could be forcing music on the child that the child simply doesn't like. Personally, I kind of like Mozart. I think it's wonderful, but I'd rather listen to Van Halen over Mozart. So the Mozart effect? Right out.
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't work for studying. However, if you play Wonderful World by Sam Cooke and strive to be a straight A student, maybe that'll work.
Sounds,
no. What?
I don't know. Sounds like this on Rock School.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a side of you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Okay, coming into the second break. Now, I've already given you one of the ideas in terms of music and studying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe that if I'm studying, I have to have music playing.
Right.
Your son or daughter is in high school and they've got the music blasting and they're reading their stuff. Or you're in college, university, and you are pounding away at, you know, doing what have you're doing. You're doing your physics, you're doing your English, and you've got what have you music
Mozart.
Playing.
Yeah.
Is it helping you?
Of course it is.
Well, it depends.
Come on now, don't crush this for me.
Are you listening to it previous or are you listening to it at the same time?
At the same time.
We've already told you that the Mozart effect does not work. The concept of the Mozart effect is if you like the music, it will help you. However, there are three opinions on that. A, number one, there's no Mozart effect. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, research from the University of Wales, it states no music at all because it destroys what they call the serial recall effect. When you study, you can do two things, passive studying or what they call active studying.
Right, right.
Passive studying is the concept of staring at a piece of paper.
Right,
and
reading
going,
over
oh,
and over again. Please get in my head.
Or there's active studying.
Writing it, rewriting your notes, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. That's how you got through respiratory school.
Yeah.
You rewrote your notes and rewrote your notes. I watched you do it a million times.
Right.
So many students have it in their heads, once I write the notes, if I just stare at them, they'll get into my head.
Oh, no.
That's not true. That's passive studying.
Yes.
Active studying. Rewrite your notes, rewrite your notes, rewrite
Every
your notes.
Every day, yes.
Do not have music playing. That's
okay.
According to the University of Wales. It will screw up the serial recall effect, so don't do it.
Okay.
Then there's the third thought process.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's known as the state of mind effect. According to this theory, what you do is you listen to music approximately 10 to 15 minutes before you begin studying. It believes that you make a point of, I'm going to study between this time and this time every day.
In the
same way where you say,
I'm having dinner at 6 o'clock every night.
Right. Or okay. I'm going to sleep between 10 and 6 every day.
Yep.
You make a point that this is my study time, 6 to 10,
okay.
7 to 10, what have you. And before you begin studying, you take 15 minutes or 20 minutes or what have you, and you pick music that makes you the happiest person in the world.
Yeah.
And you jam out to it.
Cool.
You make it as loud as possible and you dance and you dig
it. Oh, I love it.
And
yeah.
And you just think it's wonderful. And what it does is it releases endorphins and dopamine
nice.
And all of that.
Yes.
And the belief system is that what it does is it pumps you up and releases things in your brain that help you remember the stuff that makes you happy.
I like it.
Of the three of these, that's the one I like. So don't listen to music while you're studying, but pump yourself up. And in my opinion, as a professor, use active studying.
Mm-hmm.
Rewrite your notes. Don't just stare at them and go, gee, I hope they get into my brain. That's not going to happen. Tammy, who's listening to us as our second affiliate today?
Well, that would be KPVL in Decorah, Iowa.
Super. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Okay, coming out of the break. So far, we've talked about work. We've talked about studying.
Would you like to talk about sleeping?
I love to talk about sleeping.
I love sleeping. That's the one thing I'm very proud of in my life.
Yeah.
I can sleep. I sleep every night.
Everybody in our family sleeps.
That's the truth. We still have that. And I know people in my workplace that have trouble sleeping. And that seems to me, I'll make you bet that is a private heck.
Oh, I can't
I'll
even imagine.
I'll bet that's horrible. Okay. The best music to sleep by. A slew of studies pretty much said the same thing. Number one, it's not going to happen immediately. This is something you have to sort of work your way to. It takes 30 to 45 minutes of listening before going to bed. The best music is instrumental. And you want to find something approximately 60 beats per minute.
Okay, it's your heartbeat.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You want to find something that is equivalent to your heartbeat. Classical is best. The Baroque style is best still. And it's real easy if you simply go on the internet and state what are the number one Baroque style pieces of music. You'll find them with no trouble. It's also a training thing, as I said before. This isn't going to happen in one shot. Give yourself 2 or 3 weeks every night before you go to bed, 30 to 40 minutes listening to this music. And don't worry about shutting the machine off.
Okay.
Allow yourself to drift off.
Oh.
So, is there a song that's best for sleep? Believe it or not, yes. According to the British Academy of Sound Therapy. How'd you like to work there?
I like it.
The institution collaborating with the Manchester band Macaroni Union. Why would you pick them?
I don't know.
But it used scientific theory to produce the world's most relaxing song ever. The song starts at 60 beats per minute and finishes at 50.
Oh, I'm calming down.
Beats per minute.
Yeah.
It goes for 8.5 minutes. Almost a full 9 minutes.
Okay.
And what it is supposed to do is to calm you as much as it possibly can.
Right.
And again, the song is by Macaroni Union and it's called Weightless. Now, I would play it, except you would go to sleep.
I'm going to sleep thinking about it.
I know. So what I'm going to do is play about 20 seconds of it.
Okay, good.
So you can hear what it is. We're going to come back and then we're going to play Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Why? Because I need to wake you back up.
Okay.
So here you go. Approximately 20 seconds of Weightless. And if you want to look it up on YouTube, it's by Macaroni. Yes, I know. Macaroni Union. Macaroni like the stuff.
On YouTube, huh?
Exactly.
All
look
right.
it up. I'm going to play about 20 seconds of it. Macaroni Union will come back. We'll play Fleetwood Mac. Here it comes. Okay, there you go. There's Macaroni Union. How do you feel? Tammy, wake up. Wake up.
Wait.
You okay?
Stop.
You okay?
It's the weekend. Leave me alone.
Very nice. Okay, there you go.
Oh,
here's,
my God.
Here's Fleetwood Mac. Dreams on Rock School.
When the rain won't
Okay, last break here on Rock School. You could fall asleep, couldn't you?
Oh, my gosh.
It's good, isn't
it? It's so good.
And what's nice about it is you and I have never had trouble falling asleep.
No, never.
We have had other trouble. You've got back problems. And
right.
And I've got other painful things. But the one thing we have never had trouble with is falling asleep.
Oh, you got it, man.
And believe me, I know people that have that problem, and that's got to be heck on earth.
And we've got the two kids who have always gone to bed at like 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And slept all night.
Yes, we've never had that problem either. The thing about the kids, do you remember, I guess it was about a year ago, we had a little bit of fire in the house, and I don't remember what even set it off.
The battery was messed up in the fire alarm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All the fire alarms in the house were all connected.
Yep.
Every single one of them went off, and the kids never woke up.
Scary.
They slept right through the fire alarms. I had to pick our daughter up and shake her.
They never heard it.
To wake her up.
That's not good.
And she looked at me like, after she woke up, she looked at me like I was insane. What are you waking me up for? Oh, I don't know. There's a fire. Could you get up out of bed? Okay, here we go. Last thing here on Rock School. I put into Google, best music for, and the drop down came up.
Okay.
The thing, I found best music for workout, but all it was a series of playlists, and every single playlist was nothing more than heavy, heavy, heavy bass, heavy drum thumping.
I buy it. Yeah.
Exactly. The heavy metal.
Oh my gosh.
Lift more.
Absolutely.
Sweat, jump, running, climbing trees. You know, that kind of thing. That's all I found. The one thing I found that was really interesting was the best music for cooking.
Get out of here.
No.
What? Tell me. I need to know this.
When you go looking for best music for cooking, and I don't have a lot of time for it, but there were numerous websites that dealt with professional chefs who told you their playlists while they were in their professional kitchens.
No.
It seems to be that they thrived off of the music that was playing in their kitchens.
Which is?
And it had to do with, some had punk, some had rock, some had classic rock, some had other. It's so wide-ranging, and it had to do with each, I guess, chef for, you know, what music playlist that chef actually used.
Yeah.
They talked to a chef down in New Orleans, and he used, you know, a playlist of jazz and New Orleans hip-hop. They spoke to a chef in Atlanta, and she used hip-hop from Atlanta.
I don't care what they use. Just make my food taste good, right?
I agree, but it was music that they said drove them forward as they were cooking. So music had something to do with what they were doing. Music was integral to their cooking.
Cooking gets very old. And if you do it over and over and over again, you would need something to kind of kickstart you, you know?
I just think that's cool as anything. The fact that music really, the chefs, think deals with it. And you can find it. Simply look up best music for cooking. You'll find playlists. But it's the websites where they talk to professional chefs, which is really neato mosquito. The one that I found that you'll introduce yourself to, which you'll really neato, which you really find is cool, Tasting Table. Tastingtable.com. That's the one that spoke to the professional chefs. The one they spoke to, which I thought was really neat, Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain said that he listens to playlists that made him think of certain times in his life. So like one day he'll talk about his time as a teenager.
Oh,
one
my
day
gosh.
It's his time as in 20s.
You know what? I would go to see him and he'd like be listening to the music when he broke up with his girlfriend at 16.
Yeah, true.
Sad food.
He gave a playlist all the way down, and I thought I'd play one by him to get out of the show.
Let's do it.
One of his songs that he played was Roxy Music, Do the Strand.
Oh, nice.
So that's the one we'll finish on. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
I'm sorry it's summer. I'm sorry you have to go to work.
No.
But use music. to help yourself out. Use music to get through the summer because, according to the research, music will do it. That's going to wrap it up. Class is dismissed.
It's a new sensation. A fabulous creation. A danceable solution. To teenage revolution.